episode 1485, What's Life Without a Little Risk?
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive by. Happy day. It is Sweet Spirit Sunday. Do you have your Super Bowl hat on? I'm sure you've got festivities happening. So we're diving in. What's life without a little risk? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, how much of your day is guaranteed? Your success? Your failures? Your smiles? Instead of surviving, it's time for thriving. What's life without a little risk? This is a time of reflection, right? It's an intrinsic look as to how you see things, why you feel things the way you do, and the path that you're walking. If you want to think deep, because we're going to, right? We like to dive deep here. We're not guaranteed anything. We're not guaranteed today or tomorrow. We have this minute in a moment. As I was reorganizing my books, and I have a few, I have bookshelves up in kind of my storage area, then I have bookshelves downstairs, and then I have bookshelves in my office, and I have bookshelves in my workout room. I have books everywhere. I have books in my guest room. And so really wherever I go and frequent most, I want to have the most current books that I'm working on in front of me. So I was trying to rearrange and organize, taking some of the authors that I've already interviewed and putting them on my author bookshelf because they have a special place that they go, and making sure I still have all my AIM research available because that's the community that's going to be launching around the corner here very soon. Stay tuned. And it's just one thing after another. Then I have a whole area for my Bibles. So I have different versions of them. And so all my Bibles are there from research and things like that. So I was just reorganizing my books. And I started looking at the titles. And in all these titles were promises or problems faced from the perspective of the author. Loving him well. That makes sense, right? How to love your husband well. 5 minutes with Jesus. I've only got 5 minutes, but man, they're going to be a powerful 5 minutes. Seriously delicious. I'm going to pick that up because I want to eat something delicious. Seriously delicious. And then I looked at my library of Bibles. It simply has Bible written on them. Maybe a reference to the version, but otherwise, Bible. In life, we learn through taking chances. But who and what we put our faith into either increases or decreases our chances of success or failure. It's a risk we take. As much as I like shortcuts, doing life longhand has its benefits. But in giving more thought to life and risks, I began to question if I was trying to shortcut what God was designing longhand. How much of your life are you trying to cut corners? Businesses do it. Government does it. You may even have had friends do it. Now, some shortcuts, they can be very beneficial. I mean, come on, look at the processed food, right? But that's for another episode. But others only complicate the quote-unquote system for success. What's life without a little risk? Risk involves doing something without knowing the outcome for sure. There's no guarantee, right, of what's going to happen. So you're willing to take that risk, but we all need that guarantee. We gravitate towards that guarantee. So why don't we gravitate more towards God? What's life without a little risk? Some would say faith is a risk. You are not guaranteed anything, not what you pray for, not what you hope for, not what you strive for. However, God has given you many promises written in the book, without a title of promises or problems faced to lure you in. It's a book of hope, a book of faith, a book of risk that breathes eternal life. Every story you read defines a period of time where someone faced trials and tribulations. They didn't have all the answers. They weren't perfect, oh, by no means. And they took risks to find what they were searching for with no guarantees. The similarities in all the stories are the fact that it led them back to their faith. believing in what they couldn't see, taking a risk on God, walking in faith. Are you trying to live your life with book titles? Trying to take shortcuts in order to get ahead of the game? Or maybe you're doing it to play catch up for all the time missed while being a mom of five children. God doesn't play catch up. His timing is perfect. And in your journey, you must be willing to take a risk. Because what's life without a little risk? So you know today, it's reflection, right? It's that self-reflection, that internal look. I like to think of it as a self-checkup. It's February, so it's Heart Awareness Month, heart health. And so we all need to really kind of take that, okay, how am I? Where is my heart? Where am I going? It's a self-checkup. So I want you to ask yourself this question. How are you walking daily? Not just how are you walking, but how are you walking daily? Are you trying to do everything by yourself, praying when it's convenient? Are you relying on your own strength in good and bad times? Are you figuring out life as it comes? Or are you willing to take a leap of faith and walk in faith? Isaiah 41:10 says this, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." What's life without a little risk? This is a great reminder that you can't allow yourself to get caught up in all the pomp and circumstance, all the roller coaster of rides, all the promises and guarantees. You have to walk in faith. It doesn't matter who wins the Super Bowl. Not that I'm not going to be cheering loudly. You might hear me in another state. It doesn't matter who gets the first raise. It doesn't matter who has the bigger house. It doesn't matter who is the healthiest. It doesn't matter who has the most kids, who has the most handsomest husband there is, or the biggest bank account. This is your life. You are training for life. God is right there with every step you take. Today, wherever you are right now, as you're listening to this, I just want you to take the psalm in. And I want you to think of it as a prayer or a declaration, however you want to see it. And maybe it's something you want to meditate on this week. Write it out on a card. Stick it in your car where you see it. Put it in the bathroom stall. Yeah, you know, wherever you go. I know TMI, I get it. If you can find a post-it that's big enough, write it and stick it somewhere. Put it on your refrigerator. It spoke to me and I pray it speaks to you. Psalm 73, verses 23 through 26. Yet I am always with you. You hold me by my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and afterward you will take me into glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is my strength of my heart and my portion forever. What's life without a little risk? A risk that's not spelled out for all to see, but written on your heart, for this shall be. Walk by faith and let God carry your risks. The load will be lighter, the success much brighter. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. Enjoy the Super Bowl. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed one. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.